Amen.
Could you turn me down a little bit?
Hallelujah.
I tell you, God is doing a new thing. He's, you know, my wife sung a song. What was the title, honey? Good, good. And Miss Lottie, you know, God is an awesome God because He's been faithful when I haven't been faithful. He's been merciful when I haven't been merciful. He's been loving when I haven't been loving. Just think about the God we serve. I hope I can get through this. I feel that He's here. His presence is here. But it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different in a good way.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity. I don't take it for life. I don't take it for granted. I am nothing, Lord God, without you, but a mere man, a mere mortal. Have your way through me. Use me as your vessel to speak through, Lord. May I not say anything that you have not commanded me to say. May I only do that which you have instructed me to do, Lord God. You move, Lord God, you move and you touch your people. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The title, as you see, of this word is The New Wine of the Holy Spirit. Throw away those old wineskins. And some of you may not quite understand right now. Many of you, you do understand what I'm referring to, but let's turn to Luke chapter 5, verses 37 through 39. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desireth new, for he saith, the old is better. I want to read out of the Amplified. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. The Hebrews and the Greek originally was it's wineskins. Okay. King James, sometimes King James have left out a whole lot. But nevertheless, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new fermenting wine will expand and burst the skins, and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins, And no one after drinking old wine wishes for new, for he says, the old is fine. Jesus spoke that, symbolizing we are the wineskins. You're the wineskin. You're the wineskin. You're the wineskin. You're the wineskin. We're the wineskins. As we talk about this year, you must throw away those old wineskins to be able to contain the new wine that the Holy Spirit wants to pour into you. Lest it spills out, the wineskins burst, and it spills on the ground. Certainly there is a cry for new wine in the church today. The church today needs a mighty revival of the Spirit of God. It really does. We associate growth in numerically with a move of God, not necessarily. God has always been a God that used small numbers. And we need, whether you call it a revival, restoration, renewal, in the entire body of Christ. All of us. New wine is symbolic of the Holy Spirit of God and has various illustrations in the Bible. Jesus spoke of new wine in association with the move of God in Matthew 9:17, Mark 2:22, and Luke 8:37-39. New wine is also associated with harvest. The scripture says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. As I heard my brother pray, talking about praying. The harvest is plentiful. We must see that. The harvest is plentiful, but do we realize that? The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. What's the harvest? What is the harvest? People. It's not the same folk. They've already been, hopefully, harvested. Grab hold to that. And sometimes we become too wrapped up in ourselves, as my brother talked about. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. God is saying, there are some prime pickings out there. But are you willing to go into the harvest field and pick it? See, we want to pick it in the church. Bless you, my sister. Bless you, my brother. That's not going into the harvest field and harvesting that which God has said is out there. It's not in here. Now, yes, it can be. Come on in. Holy Spirit not gonna bite. Might nibble. New wine is also associated with the harvest out of Amos 9:13. It states, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when the reaper will be overtaken by the plowman and the planter by the one treading the grapes. New wine will drip from the mountains and flow from all the hills." Also, where there is new wine, new wineskins are needed. If we want the new wine of the Holy Spirit, then we must discard the old wineskin. What's the old wineskin? Think about it. I'm just going to say it. Our old stinking ways that will stink it up. This message that I have was very difficult for me because it is applicable to each and every one of us. None of us are exempt from this. I don't care how godly we might think we are, and I believe we are. However godly you are, God says, I want you more godly. Let's just say that. Let's just say it like that. However godly you are, God is saying, come on up. I want you more like me. That's what it is. More like him and less like me. Baby, I'm not exempt from this. None of us are. Where there are new wineskins are needed. That is, God pours his spirit out into new holy vessels. See, we want more of God, but we are unwilling to let go of the old wineskins. We want more of God, but we're unwilling to let go of the gossip, of the backbiting, of the jealousy. Procrastination. See, we want more God. But God says, count the cost to whom much is given. Much is required. We all want more God. I can't speak for you. I'm speaking for myself. But if I want more of God, then I got to tear down and I got to rip off the old wineskin. Because if you don't, you might feel good for a moment when the Holy Spirit comes, but next week you right back where you were because you have put the Holy Spirit in the old wineskin and it has burst. It's gone. You leaking. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour it into new wineskins. Here's the contrast of old and new that we see in this parable of the old and new wineskins. Jesus' point is this. We can't join the new to the old. We're talking about 2023, the new year. See, we say a lot as Christians. We know what to say, how to say it, dress it up. I don't want you dressed up. Take it off. Pull off that wineskin. See, we can come together and say and have a good time, but you still got the old wineskin on. We can come together, have a good time, but you got the old wineskin on of jealousy. You got the old wineskin on of shucking and jiving when it comes to God. You got the old wineskin on of wanting more of God, but yet you don't pray. Well, I'm telling you right now, my brother said, we ought to pray always. Men ought to pray always, lifting up their holy hands unto God. God says, my house should be called a house of prayer. Can never get enough of prayer. Now, sometimes you need to shut up to hear what God's got to say on the matter. But God, He operates on the fiber optic lines of our prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and what? So get mad at God. And then what? Oh. No. How many of us? No, seek my face. How many of us think we're seeking God and we're seeking His hand? Mmm. Let me tell you something. I'm stepping on your toes today, but I'm stepping on mine too. It's time for the baby food to stop. It's time for this baby food to stop. It's time for us to eat of the sincere meat of the Word of God. It's time for us to eat the beef jerky. Chew on that thing for a while. You can't swallow beef jerky. I like a good steak. Well, I love a good steak. Prime rib, or I could cut it with my fork. Oh, my God. All I put on it is salt and pepper. Nice aged steak. Pastor Eric know what I'm talking about. Don't shout me down now. I like a good steak. But it's time that we eat of the beef jerky, the sincere meat of the Word of God. Too many of us are too weak. We are anorexic in the spirit. We are anorexic, people. Anorexic in the spirit. We eat a lot. It's natural. Oh, but you eat the word of God, then you stick your finger down your throat, then you spit it up. We asking for God. God say, come on. God ain't dealing with this flesh. The sinfulness of man. That's why Jesus died. Now we all got issues. We all got issues. Oh, my wife can tell you I got some issues. She one of my issues. No. I love her dearly. I love her dearly. Well, I know. Can I say it? Okay. I'm going to say it anyhow. I love that girl the bottom of my heart. I give my life for her. I'm serious. But sometimes I just don't like her. Some of y'all husbands like, I'm giving a tough word today, but I'm going to throw a little laughter in there every now and then. But God wants us to be serious. Amen. When we make these proclamations. Let your nay be nay and your yay be yay. Or else keep your mouth shut. Because I'm telling you, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Well, stop saying it. God said, if you love me, it ain't about what I say. He said, if you love me, you are going to obey me. We church folk, we can dress it up, make it look good, and be some of the most disobedient, rebellious individuals out there. Wonder why nobody coming to the Lord, because we stinking. We're supposed to be dead to the old man. Let me tell you something, when you get in the flesh, guess what you, I'm gonna give you a revelation. As Jesus raised the dead, you have the authority and the power to raise the dead. Amen. Yes, you do.
Amen. All of you have done it.
Amen.
Every single one of us has raised a dead man from the ground.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you accepted the Lord, you are dead.
Amen.
To yourself.
That's right.
You get in the flesh, you done raised that dead man up. But he's stinking. Maggots. Decomposing, and we're wondering why nobody, why nothing. Because them folk can smell the stench. Flesh. Animosity. Bitterness. Let me, people. Love is the very essence of who we are. Supposed to be. For God so loved the world. For God is love. And we were created in his image. But why talk about the contrast between the old and the new? What is new that would be ruined by being attached to the old? At the close of Jesus' parable of the wineskins, he puts it this way: and no one after drinking old wine wants the new, for he says the old is better. I don't know if you've ever heard this phrase, that is, you age like fine wine. Heard that before? Because with wine, as that new wine is put into new wineskins, then it's put aside to age. And with the age comes a ripeness, a sweetness, a tastiness. This is what Jesus is speaking. This is who we are to be. When you read the scriptures, always equate it to yourself, to us. It is easier to fall back to what is familiar and comfortable. We ask in the old wineskins. Somebody don't speak to you. Most of men, we don't have that problem. I don't think. Because you don't speak to me. I'm like, that's on you.
Amen.
But we speaking. But somebody don't speak. Your nose in the air. The flesh stinks, people. Look at the Corinthian church. Do you realize that's carnality? A carnal church. We got to get it right if we really, really desire to want to see a move of God. Let me tell you something. You might deny, but God he will always let you know where the flesh at. Why wouldn't he? He going to let you know where you're sinning. He going to let you know where you're leaking. Remember the two opposes, the opposites, the old and the new. You cannot combine them without destroying both. Jesus insists the gospel of the kingdom of God is not hindered by the man-made rules of the Pharisees' religion. Jesus insists the gospel, the kingdom of God, is of him. It must be free to work its power unfettered. Not controlled or restricted by mankind. Let go and let God. The new wine may not be as smooth to the tongue. See, when God wants to put the new wine, it is uncomfortable. Why? Because I got to get rid of the old stuff. See, we want to move on with God, but we just want to hold on to the old stuff. But I just don't like him. Look at her. Who she thinks she is coming up in here dressed like that? I mean, I ain't a woman. We don't think like that. But we have other thoughts. It is the sinfulness of the flesh of man that hinders what God wants to do. I'm telling you, none of us are exempt from this. If you think you're exempt, I pity you. I pity the fool. I pity you. Because that means you are Jesus Christ. If you think that you cannot increase your walk with God, if you are satisfied in where you are, I feel sorry. If you are comfortable in where you are right now, I don't care where you are. We all of us are somewhere. But if you don't think that you can step it up or not, let me tell you something. Stop boasting about the good you do. You're supposed to do good. I ain't talking about what you see. That's a testimony. I ain't talking about that. But every time you do good, you got to let everybody know. God says what you do in secret. If you got to boast about the good that you do, you have the wrong heart and you have had the wrong motive. Do it because you love God and God alone. Hallelujah. Whether nobody else see the good you do, it don't matter. God sees it and hears it. I don't like boasting. I don't, because it's pride, people. It's a lack of humility. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from what? Their wicked ways. This ain't even in it, but I'm not going to apologize for screaming. The new wine may not be as smooth to the tongue, nor is it finely aged as the old wine. It may be a little sharp and unrefined, but believe me, it is alive. It is alive. We cannot contain the new wine, the new anointing, the new glory in the old wineskin. We must find new wines, skins for it, or let it alone. Because you ain't doing nothing but wasting it. So what are the structures of our age and culture that cannot coexist? These are some questions I want you to ponder. That cannot coexist with the new wine of the Spirit. What have we tried to sow Christianity onto that we will cause a greater tear and undermine the faith itself? What is it in your own life? What is it in our work, in our workplace, in our community, in our schools, in our environments, even in our church house? In Jesus' day, it was the legalistic spirit of Phariseeism, or you could say of the Pharisees. There are modern day Pharisees. New wine must be poured into new wineskins not accommodated to those comfortable things in our lives with which it is basically incompatible. The message of the disciples. Did you know we all are to be disciples? Amen. If you're saved, you're a disciple, you are a follower of Christ. You are a student of God.
Amen.
The Bible says that we all are saints. Yes, it does. If you're a child of God, you're a saint.
That's right.
Don't mean you're perfect, but you've been washed in the blood.
Hey.
We all are to be disciples. A follower of Christ. We're learning from Christ.
Amen.
We're going from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. The message of for disciples is to be uncompromising about our faith and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But many, many times I fall short and I compromise. How faithful He is when I haven't been faithful. How faithful has He been when I just wasn't faithful? I didn't want to be faithful. I want to do it my way. No, time out, Lord. I'm busy over here. Look, one day, y'all do know the playoffs are happening, okay?
Amen.
Some of y'all may not know. Well, I know you know. Whew. One day I'm watching the game. Boy, the playoff might have been last year's. I'm into it, okay? Just into it, jumping up, screaming, and everything. And something touched my wife. Said something about, we need to pray. I said, oh, Lord. I was like, you lost your mind right now. But I say that because God will always show up when you least expect it. He wanted to see, you love me more than the game? I love you, but God, give me an hour. I get back with you. Keeping it real. He will always come at a most undesirable time. The devil will never tell you to pray. Why would he? Check this out. Near our house is a gas station, convenience store, mini mart Shell, that underwent a slight makeover, probably. Well, it's still undergoing it. Changing their utilitarian look to a warm, inviting neighborhood haven, something like a convenience store with gas pumps. After filling my car with fuel, I walked into the place. However, it appeared the employees missed out on the makeover. It was like everything was made over, but it looked like they missed it. The person behind the corner wore a new shirt that matched the new look, but they still wore the same solemn expression
go ahead.
That they had before. perhaps a little bored. Have you ever gone to a convenience to say like a fast food in the drive-thru? And you speak to the drive-thru operator to take your food, and it seemed like they doing you a favor? It's like they doing you a favor to take your order? Go figures. Anywho, it made me think about how we try to put new wine into old wineskins. Jesus says we're doomed to failure because the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined, out of Mark 2:22. Now, we either will believe the word of God or we just discredit it and continue to do it our own way, and wondering why we keep going around the mulberry bush. We have to come to the place where we believe the word of God and to understand that the word of God applies to each and every one of us. It's our instruction manual. For you and me to become the people of God, the people that God wants us to be in 2023, I'm saying 2023 because this is where we are, we have to abandon the old wineskins in our lives so that God can pour himself into the new wineskin of our new life in Christ Jesus. There's nothing worse than continuously going around, going over the same old stuff. When will we grow up? Amen. We're sniveling and we're jiving around and we're going around the same old stuff. God is saying, when will you learn? Michael, when will you learn? All right. This may mean, for instance, that we cannot pour the new wine of honesty at work into an old wineskin of cutting corners. Both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined and destroyed. It may mean that we cannot pour the new wine of truth into the old wineskin of lies. You mean to tell me some Christians lie? It may mean we cannot try to pour the new wine of having each other's back. Come on now. Into the old wineskins of backbiting or backstabbing. It may mean we cannot pour the new wine of love into the old wineskin of hate. Oh, I just can't forgive that person. Oh, Lord. I just can't get over what happened to me. You better get over it. Because God said, if you cannot forgive, if you refuse to forgive, owe no man anything but to love them.
Hallelujah.
Get over your little self.
Hallelujah.
Get over your little self. Oh, it may mean that we cannot pour the new wine of forgiveness into the old wineskin of unforgiveness. It may mean we cannot pour the new wine of generosity into the old wineskins of envy. This is touching all of us. It may mean that we cannot pour the new wineskin of honesty into the old wineskins of two-facedness. Did you know that's the way Judas Iscariot was? Two-faced. Smiling and seeing all manner of things. But yet he had another face. That's what two-faced it means. I show you one face, but you turn your back, you see another face. You may not see it. Is there? Don't trust everything. Because everything that quacks may not be a duck. It might say quack, quack. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a duck. It might mean that we cannot pour the new wine of mercy into the old wineskin of merciless. It may mean that we cannot pour the new wine of praying about into the old wineskins of talking about. Oh, humans, all humans, you in the flesh, all you want to do is talk about. Talk about folk, talk about folk, talk about folk. Let me tell you something. God is saying discuss it and pray. Because you continue to doing that, you are just being used by the adversary as an accuser of the brethren. We all got issues. You see a flaw or fault in me, discuss it, talk about it, commit it to prayer. Who he think he is? Who is he? Who is she? Who she think she is? She thinks she all that in a bag of chips. And who? Slush Pepsi Cola. I guess that Pepsi Cola must have put it in the freezer. Oh, that's it? Oh, okay. Okay. This ain't a message for you to be hooping and hollering. It's time out. God says time out for tickling you. It's time out that we stop getting tickled. Tickled, 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 tickled. How great. You turn right around and act like a fool. Nothing has changed. But I've been tickled. How good. That was good. Don't even know what brother preached about. That was a good message. Well, what? Ask you 5 days from now. What did he preach about? What did he preach about? Obviously, it didn't take hold. It's not about being tickled. Amen. Grow. It's time for us to grow up in God. Or it may be we cannot try to pour the new wine of time management into the old wineskin of procrastination. Okay. Procrastination is a time stealer. I've met a lot of people say, I just don't have enough time. Do you know we all have been given 24 hours in a day? Nothing more, nothing less. We all have it. But it is how you manage it. It may be that we cannot pour the new wine of amity into the old wineskins of bitterness. It's nothing worse than a bitter Christian. That bitter root. Bitterness is a root. You have hate. Then all these little tentacles. There's this hate. Then bitterness. That bitter spirit. That bitterness and that bitter spirit will destroy me if it's in me. You are bitter towards someone. That person that you're bitter toward, they sleeping at night. They sleep. Snoring. Having sweet sleep. But that bitter, that thing in you, eating you up, better let it go. This year, we, all of us collectively, have to change in order to be the people God wants us to be. Look at it like this. The year 2023, this is a gift from God. Look at it like that. It literally is a gift from God. Did you know today is a gift from God? Today is a day that never existed before. Today is a day that no man has ever walked before other than God. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. That's why it says, this is the day in which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let me tell you, wake up and see every day as a blessing. Wake up and see it. God has gifted me. Whatever your struggles are, whatever your difficulties are, whatever your ailments are, whatever you going through, let me tell you, we all going through something. Now, this is a hard word, but I want to encourage you. We on the right track. You've been under attack. You have come under attack. She had been under attack. You have come under attack. You have been under attack. I'm showing you something. We are small numerically, but why all these attacks? Spiritually and physically, not by happenchance. We walking with God, and we're striving. See, the devil want to keep us down. He wants to hinder us. Problem with the eyes. He wants us to stop seeing the glory of the Lord. Stop with the knees. He wants us to stop moving towards the glory of God. Come on now. He wants to hinder us. But open your eyes up and see, Lord, the glory of God. It's not by happenchance. The numbers here, all the attacks that many of us are going through. Come on. Some of our relationships have come under attack. Some of our minds have come under attack. Many of our physical bodies have come under attack. Y'all do know the devil has come to what? To steal, kill, and destroy. But how often do we forget? Stay in the Word. It's a gift from God. In closing, I have 5 questions I want to ask. Rhetorical. Don't answer. How will you use the gift of time that God has given you? Are you ready to make changes in your life? Let me tell you, stop looking at other people's life. Too many folk are looking at everybody else. Stop looking at what other people are doing or not doing. Look at yourself and say, God, what do I need to change? Because when we continuously put and we continue to talk about others, there's a spirit of pride that has entered you. And you can see the flaws of, that you think is a flaw, but you're unable to see the flaw in you. Let me tell you something. None of us are exempt to not being used by the devil. Some of us who've been doing this thing for a minute or two, some of us can be some of the worst things out there. Because we know what to do, we know how to pray, we know what to say, we know how to do it. But yet, God knows the intent of my heart. Dangerous thing when a believer who's been saved for a while is in a backslidden state. Not praying like they used to. They can still quote scripture. I can still quote scripture. But not praying like you used to do. Not interceding for your sister or your brother. You got the energy. You don't fast like you used to. I'm telling you, this time for this baby food stuff to stop. When I find myself wanting to get in the flesh and not walk according to God and do the things that God has called me to do, I will spank my flesh. I will put it on a fast. I will starve it until it submits to the glory of God. You have authority over your flesh. Or does the flesh have authority over you? Mark 9:29, when the disciples were trying to cast out the demonic spirit, Jesus said, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Jesus said, basically, he said, I live a life of fasting. I abstain from the pleasures, the sinful pleasures of the world. I'm a walking pastor, so I'll give you the testimony why I do that. Do you feel the excitement of knowing God is right with you, not just helping you change, but leading you in the change? If you submit and hearken to his voice. What are some of the old wineskins? These are questions that you need to ponder. What are some of the old wineskins you need to discard in this year to move further in the things of God? What do you think God wants you to do with the 365 days? Actually, it's 343 days remaining from today. With the remaining days that you have in this year. Never forget, God says tomorrow is not promised. I'm believing that we all are going to live a long, long life. But guess what? We only know in part and we only prophesy in part. We must understand that God is for us and he wants us to succeed in this year. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to. No, it don't say that. It says my purpose. Oh. See, we can read the scripture and quote it according to his, not my purpose. His purpose. It's indicative that God has reserved the best of his Holy Spirit outpouring for just this season that we're in. Because this is the season we're in.
Hallelujah.
And he said unto him, every man at the beginning
sets out good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, this is what scripture's saying, well drunk, then the inferior. But you have kept the good wine until now. Understand the Jewish tradition and the culture when they have wedding feast. And I'm not going to get into that, but study that and how they feasted during a wedding feast. I'm going to say something, three things to you. If nothing sticks, hold on to this. And she said it. Minister Sheila said it. People, you, not God, have got to work the word. It's not good enough to just know the word and quote the word and beat people over the head with the word. I personally don't like folks quoting scripture at me. Personally, I really don't. You have got to learn to work the word for yourself. Amen. God has done all he's going to do. That's our instruction manual. Many of us are waiting on God, and God's just sitting there. What you going to do? Yeah. I've done all I did. I'm not going to. I done sacrificed my son. What else you want me to do? You want me to work the word for you. Learn to work the word. What do I mean by it's exercise. When you first get in the gym, it's very difficult. But the more you are in the gym, it becomes a little bit easier. And you begin to get in shape. Same thing. You got to exercise the word in your life. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith without. So that means you got to work that word. It doesn't just happen. It takes time. Some of us are some lazy folk. Just lazy. Come to church. Problems happening. You're crying and crying. Don't open up the word of God. Want somebody to anoint. Wants a prophetic word. You don't want to hear the prophetic word of God. What he has to say. What they're saying. They want a good word. That don't. I can give you a good word, but that don't mean that it's lined up with God. That don't mean it's going to come to fruition. You got to work the word. Stop being lazy. Number two. The darker the time, the greater your light should shine. Stop sniveling and crying. The darker the time, that means glory to God. Now my light can shine. Hey. We're supposed to be what? The light. The darker the time. We're living in dark times. We know that. So that means turn your light on.
Amen. Amen.
My brother has turned the light on. My sister's turned the light on. My brother put the light on. They saw the light.
Amen.
You ain't perfect. But you thriving for perfection. See, that's why God could say David was a man after his own heart. Well, that messed me up for a long time. I said, God, you messed up. Because that man did some stuff. But what God was saying is through all of that mess that he did, that it grieved his heart. It grieved David's heart because he was out of fellowship with the Father. Does it grieve you when you are out of fellowship with God? Does it grieve you when you have tarnished your relationship with God? Or can you just go on about your merry business? I want you to hold on to these three things.
You must work the word. The darker the time, the greater your light should shine. And you heard me say these before. Push. Push. Pray until something happens. Okay. None of us, including me, are exempt from this message. This is a spiritual hospital. That's what this is. Jesus didn't come for those that were healed. He came for those that were in need of a spiritual physician.
That's right.
This is literally a spiritual hospital where we all can be healed and mended, not just in the natural, but in the spirit.
That's right.
Okay. We all are wineskins according to the word of God. If you want God to pour his spirit out on you in a greater way this year, and you want to be used by God in a mighty way, and you don't want to be, and you don't want to hinder his move, raise your hand so I can pray for you. Now, this is not any shame in anybody's game. Okay? I don't have a heaven to send nobody to, nor do I have a hell to send anybody to.
Amen.
I'm just a servant of the Lord. I'm going to say it again. We are the old wineskins. We contain yesterday's anointing, the wine that God poured in us. If you want to be that new wineskin, and to contain the glory of God, the sweetness of the Lord, so that he can use you. I ain't talking about in here, outside, amongst your family, amongst your friends, amongst your co-workers. Raise your hand. All right, I want everybody to come up here who raised their hand. The first time and the second time.